Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show with a song made popular by Louis Armstrong. And I was reading a children's book to my granddaughter based on the song What a Wonderful World. I've been listening to many different versions of it, but the one I like the best is by Matt Dwanzik, a young bass player in Hartford, Connecticut, in New York City. So we'll begin today's show listening to What a Wonderful World from the album Wonderful World, and I'll dedicate this to my granddaughter, Madeline.
I see trees of green. Thank you. of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools, and they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lenin's on sale again. See the mice in the Millionaires, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Cross. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clown. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Look at the old man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show.
Ah, yes. Three songs that perhaps you recognize, all of them covers of some great popular tunes in different eras. Let's start at the top. We began the show with What a Wonderful World by Matt Dwanzek from his album Wonderful World, his premier album. That one features the vocals of Chanel Johns, also Matt Dwanzek on bass. Andrew Renfro playing a great guitar solo on that, Tabor Gable on piano, and Jonathan Barber on drums. That was followed up by Life on Mars, the David Bowie song as interpreted by Leonard Patton from the group LP and the Vinyls. That's from an album Heard and Seen, a 2020 release. And finally, we heard from San Diego favorites Mike Wofford and Holly Hoffman on piano and flute, respectively, along with a special guest, Terrell Stafford, on trumpet. We heard Pure Imagination, and that is a song from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So great interpretations of those popular songs. We're going to continue on with some more music. These are tunes that I actually heard here in San Diego this week at a great jam session on Wednesday nights at Balboa Park at Panama 66. Every Wednesday is a jam session led by great trumpeter here, Gilbert Castellanos. He played a couple tunes in his repertoire. We're going to begin with Home is Africa, a Horace Parlan tune from the album Happy Frame of Mind, 1963 release. That'll be followed by Duke Ellington, Isfahan. Thank you. Isfahan from Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra from the album Far East Suite, composition by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. That's a 1966 release. Before that, we heard from Horace Parlin from the album Happy Frame of Mind, a 1963 release. We heard Home is Africa. That's Horace Parlin on piano, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Booker Irvin on tenor saxophone, Grant Green on guitar, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We're going to continue on now by celebrating the birthday of Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins turned 92 years of age. Can you believe that? Huh. A very influential saxophone player, one of the greats in the jazz legacy. Certainly expanded the tenor saxophone language in jazz and was a great influence on many players, including John Coltrane. I heard Train say that in an interview. He was born in New York City and was a New York City musician all his life. We're going to hear three tracks from Sonny Rollins, starting with Strode Road from the album Saxophone Colossus, released back in 1956, with a quartet of Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Here is Strode Road, Sonny Rollins' composition. Thank you. That's Without a Song from Sonny Rollins from the album The Bridge, perhaps one of his most popular albums, one that he recorded after a 3-year hiatus where he reportedly would walk out from his Lower East Side Manhattan apartment onto the Williamsburg Bridge and practice alone, thus the album The Bridge. That features Sonny Rollins on tenor, Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And that is in celebration of Sonny Rollins' birthday, September 7th, 1930. Making him 92 years of age. That brings us to the close of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. You're listening to a weekly podcast as well as a radio broadcast on WWUH in Hartford, Connecticut. And we're going to finish today's show with more Sonny Rollins. This a more modern recording done in 2007. The name of the album is Sonny Please, and we're going to hear the title track,